Nigeria allows the use of old notes to ease new problems for now. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. It's been weeks of chaos in Nigeria, long lines at banks, and yesterday riots broke out in three cities over the scarcity of cash. It's all because the country is attempting to replace its currency notes. The deadline to hand in old cash passed last Friday, but not enough notes have been released, leaving many people without cash to pay for vital items. BBC reporter Alan Kasaja has been speaking to those waiting outside the banks.
The queues are huge. We've already seen a couple of other banks along the same street and the situation is pretty much the same. What is happening here?
Okay, we are here to withdraw money.
To withdraw money?
Yeah.
How long have you been waiting?
Like 2 hours.
And you're still at the very back of the queue?
Very bad.
So how many more people before you get money?
Like more than 100 people.
More than 100 people.
I'm not even sure if I'll be able to withdraw money today.
But from the way things are going here, you're going to wait another few hours, right? That will be a total of 5 hours in one place trying to get money out.
That is exactly what happened to me last Friday. I went to GTB from after 11. I left there till 4.
Today, President Muhammadu Buhari announced that the old 200 naira notes will remain legal tender for another 60 days. The BBC's Nkechi Ogbonna in Lagos explains the situation.
There has been widespread protests in some cities. Yesterday, there were riots with some banking facilities being torched. So there was a need to extend the deadline, the partial extension. I call it partial because President Buhari has just extended the use of the old 200 naira notes only.
Nkechi, why only the 200 naira notes? Why not the other ones?
This is a very deliberate effort because initially what inspired the redesigning of the Naira was first off counterfeiting of the banknote. Secondly was cash hoarding. And Nigerians always hoard a lot of cash in their homes or in their safes in different parts of the country. As a result, it became imperative to do a mop-up exercise, removing the excess cash in circulation. Now, the elections are next week and vote buying is a very huge problem in Nigeria's electoral process. So politicians usually have stash of cash which they dole out trying to sway them to buy votes. And it became imperative to help curb this practice.
Nkechi Ogbonna, our West Africa business correspondent in BBC Africa, thanks for being with us and following this for us on Marketplace.
Thank you so much.
Now it's time to do the numbers. FTSE is up slightly by 0.3%, the Nikkei closed up 0.7%, and the Hong Kong's Hang Seng closed up 0.8%. Now, we all know computer chips are in high demand these days. Now, one of the most crucial chip companies in the world says that some of its intellectual property has been stolen. The BBC's Ollie Dalbert Hansen explains.
Chips or semiconductors are used to power everything from mobile phones to military hardware, and they're at the centre of a bitter dispute between the US and China. Now, Dutch firm ASML, one of the most important firms in the global microchip supply chain, says some of its intellectual property has been stolen by a now former employee in China. It says it's reported the breach to authorities in the Netherlands and in the US. However, it's not the first time ASML have dealt with this. In 2021, the firm said it was aware of reports that a Chinese company, Dongfang Yingwan Electron, were marketing products that could potentially infringe on their intellectual property rights, a claim the Chinese company denied. In October, Washington announced it would require licenses for companies exporting chips to China using US tools or software, no matter where they are made in the world.
Ollie Dalbert Hansen there. New Zealand is in the grip of a severe nationwide egg shortage. It's driven up wholesale prices and is also threatening the iconic dish, the pavlova. A ban on battery-caged hens is now in force, squeezing supply and driving up the cost for egg producers. Bryony Sourdin has been speaking to those affected.
Eggs are the lifeblood of cafes up and down New Zealand.
We do a lot of baking, but also lots of savoury food, and more than majority of the food that we make actually contains eggs. It's actually quite surprising how many eggs we go through.
Chaos Cakery is a family-run business in East Auckland, run by Kylie Harvey and her husband Peter. She's the baker and goes through 480 eggs in a week. But since Christmas, that key ingredient has been hard to find.
We've come back this year and our suppliers have no stock. And so we've had to sit down and work out, do we need to look at changing our recipes? Are we going to look at having to take some things off our menu?
Kylie isn't alone. Across New Zealand, cafes are feeling the pressure since a ban on battery cage hens came into effect. Around 400,000 more birds are needed to ensure New Zealanders are getting enough eggs. Michael Brooks is the Executive Director of the Egg Producers Federation.
You're seeing an industry in tremendous change. Prices have certainly gone up and there's been a lack of confidence and certainty, so they haven't been ordering more chicks.
The battery cage housing system is widely considered detrimental to the birds' well-being. When the ban was announced in New Zealand in 2012, 86% of eggs were battery farmed. By the end of last year, that figure was 10%. Instead, farmers were told to shift to three different farming methods. One is called the colony cage system. Then came another shock.
In 2019, our two supermarket chains, and we only have two in New Zealand, decided that as from 2025-2026, they would no longer sell eggs from the colony cage system. And that threw those farmers who were still to transition into complete disarray, because what were they going to do?
The supermarket shelves are bare of eggs. There are limits on egg cartons. And what is available is now more expensive. It's also much harder for bakers like Kylie, whose menu includes the iconic Kiwi Pavlova.
It's a problem that I didn't think we were going to have. You know, I didn't think eggs were actually going to be something that would be an issue, ever.
Bryony Sourdin in New Zealand there for us. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks to James Graham for producing, Tom Clark pressing all the buttons. If you want to listen back or even share this as a podcast, that'd be nice. We're available across all the usual platforms. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for listening.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.